Hi you guys, my name is Marianne Chanel and welcome to my channel. So as you guys know, I came out with my first single. I'm super excited because I have been wanting to post my music for a very long time. I've had that song done for about a year now. I'm super excited for the next chapter of this season in my life. I want so badly for it to reach people that it needs to reach, especially the unbelievers, because I know that it'll influence them in a positive way and the Holy Spirit will speak to them and it'll change people's lives. And that's what I'm hoping for. But yeah, you guys should go check it out and I know you guys are going to enjoy it so much. Now that that's settled, without further ado, let's get into the video. As you guys can tell, this video is a little different and it's because I prayed and asked the Lord if he wanted me to make a video on this. Honestly, I kind of wanted to because of some dreams that I have had, which I'm going to explain in this video. They actually influenced me a lot on this particular subject, and this is something that is not like unknown when it comes to the media, but I just feel like it needs to be talked about. And I don't want to say this in a condemning way, and I don't want to talk about this in a way that is judgmental, you know, like in a negative way, but in a way to bring awareness and to speak about my experience. So we all know the Kardashians, right? And if you don't, that's actually a good thing if you don't. The Kardashians are a group of sisters plus a brother. They have like their own reality TV show. They kind of influence the world in a very, very erratic way, in a way that should not be done. The only reason why I say this is because of the way that these women dress, the way that these women talk, and the things that they do. It's just their influence on young women is really bad. I used to be a huge Kardashian fan. My favorite out of all the sisters was Kylie Jenner. Our birthdays were like in the same month and stuff like that, and like there was just certain things about her that reminded me of myself, so I just felt like we were like very similar in a way when I did support her. I was literally making her like an idol in my life, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of women, men too, but it's mostly women, make these women an idol in their lives, and you should not do that, especially if you are a child of God or you claim to be a child of God or you love Jesus, you believe in God. These women are not someone you want to look up to. I do pray for these women. I do pray for the people in the industry. Like I said, I'm not condemning. Some of them talk about Jesus and some of them talk about their faith, but their actions speak different, you know? And so I don't want to get too much into detail, but they are just not good influences, especially on the body of Christ. If you do idolize these women, I suggest you just cut them out of your life completely, because they are not the kind of women that you want to look up to. They're the kind of women we need to pray for, but not look up to. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who get spoken to by the Lord in their dreams, and I am one of those people too. So I had a dream about Kylie Jenner and her sister Khloe, and I know they are kind of tight in real life as well. I had a dream I was near both of them, and it was at nighttime, mind you, dark time. Darkness, nighttime brings evil, and nothing good happens at night. So that's just one thing that I recognized about the dream about them. So they were like whispering to each other. They were like saying stuff to each other, like they were planning something. And I was just kind of on the side. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but they were like whispering. It wasn't anything good. That's all I have to say. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I know it wasn't anything good. It's just something that I felt like spiritually. And I also had another dream of Kylie. Like, out of all the sisters, Kylie was the one that I have dreamt about the most, because like I said, like I used to idolize her and I used to think she was so beautiful and so cool and I wanted to be like her. So like I had a dream recently of her, and we were at like some kind of stadium or something like that. It just kind of looked like a bunch of like chairs for like a basketball game or like a football game, like a stadium, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to find a seat, and then I sat down, and then she came up, Kylie came up right next to me, and she sat down right next to me. I was like, okay, like, that's it for that dream. But what really got me is that the next two dreams I had after that, I had a dream that, if you guys don't know, she has a makeup artist. She has a couple of makeup artists, but one of them is a gay man. I don't really know his name, but she's close to him. And so he was in the dream with her. It was her and her other friends and her makeup artist, and they were all together at some like hotel or something like that. And I was there too. Like, I was right next to Kylie and her friends, and her makeup artist was like in the back behind us, and he was doing tarot card. Like, he was like reading tarot, like he was reading into a future. And considering the fact that I was there, I know that they were trying to tap into my future, trying to tap into my life. And so if you are an influencer, preferably for the Lord, to help spread the gospel online, just know that our videos, they're getting to celebrities too. They're getting to people in the industry as well. They can see them. They know who we are. So make sure you are praying over yourself, and you are not letting witchcrafts prevail against you. Just make sure you're armored up, you know, with the armor of God. Like, just ask God to reveal things to you, and just don't be unaware of how these people in the industry could be trying to stop the plans that God has for your life, for my life, you know. And this doesn't even just go for people who are making content about God. This also goes for those who are not necessarily doing that, so you need to do the same as well. And then the next dream I had with Kylie, we were like in the back of a cop car or something like that. It was something like that. It was weird. That's where me and Kylie were, in the back of this cop car together. And then a snake came out of nowhere from the front and bit me in the neck. And I had this dream a while ago, but I realized that Kylie literally has the spirit of Python. She literally has a spirit of divination. And that's what the spirit of divination means. It's tied to the word Python, snake. I know that it has a lot to do with disobedience to the Lord and his word. Okay, it's tapping into sorcery and divination and magic. I know it's a type of spirit that like feeds off of people and tries to like suck the life out of them and put them in situations that they're not supposed to be in. The snake attacked me in my throat, my neck. My throat is used for singing. I use my voice to spread the gospel. I use my voice to sing for God. And so I can see why that she would try to attack me that way. That's just one thing that I realized, like, you know, you're coming straight from my throat. You're coming straight from my neck. The spirit inside of you is threatened by my voice, is threatened by how powerful the Lord works through my voice. And that's one of the gifts that he's given me, is my gift to sing and my gift of speech. And so it makes sense, because growing up as a kid, I was so shy, and I was scared to speak. I was scared to be myself. And now that I'm close to God, like, I speak up, and I am not afraid to use my voice to sing. I'm not afraid to sing in front of people. I'm not afraid to talk in front of people. I'm not afraid to do these things anymore, because God showed me who I am and the gifts that I have. What I'm trying to encourage you guys here today is to put God first always, because he's trying to protect you from these things. He's trying to protect you from these attacks. And like, you guys don't genuinely know these Kardashian women. You guys genuinely don't know them behind closed doors and the things that they do. And there's certain things that they will literally show you. Like, you just need spiritual discernment. You need God to help you have the eyes to see the truth. You will just start to see right through these women and what kind of spirits that they're operating in. I just have to say right now that Kylie Jenner is definitely operating in the spirit of Jezebel and the spirit of Python divination. Pray for her, you guys, and pray for the rest of the sisters too. Just pray for everyone in general, especially in the industry. Like honestly, like, I'm at the point where like my heart kind of breaks for them, because I feel like they genuinely don't understand what they're doing. Like I love people, you know, like I love everybody. I just wish that they could see the love of God and they can feel the love of God. Because even though God is against witchcraft and he's against magic, and he sure as heck does not play about his children, let's just get one thing straight, he still loves these women. He loves them. And Jesus died for them too. We have to keep in mind that we don't need to hate these people and be angry and upset at them for what they do, but just continue to love them and pray for them. I pray and ask God to help me be more loving towards my enemies and be more loving towards people who hurt me, because I don't want to be angry and I don't want to do what they do to me, because the Lord says, do to others what you would have them do to you. We have to keep in mind that, like, even though people try and put witchcraft on us and people try to hurt us and take our lives and try to stop us from walking in the will of the Lord, we still have to understand that our fight is in the spirit, not the flesh. And these people desperately just need love. They need people to pray for them, you know, and true people of God will love them. Okay, and that's one huge test for God, is our love for people. Like, what good is it for you to love those who love you? What reward will you get? One of the real tests about this life and this walk with God is, can you show love to your enemies? Can you show love to those who hate you and persecute you? And that's a huge one. It took me a long time to understand how important that was, because when I was in darkness, someone was still showing me love despite how I was acting, and that was people, but the one person that was God. And that's the character that we're supposed to reflect, is his character. Even though he doesn't like evil, he hates wickedness, he still has hope for these people, and so we need to have hope for them too. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, it says, but what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what's happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. So even though the Kardashians, even though people in the industry, they're speaking the word of God, they're speaking the name of Jesus, but the way they live their lives reflects totally different. Regardless if they mean it or not, regardless of how the word of God is being preached, whether it's from wolves in sheep's clothing or Pharisees, the word of God is being preached. And that's what this says here. But we still need to have spiritual discernment, and that still shouldn't give us the okay to continue to follow these people. In Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 18, it says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the spirit left her. So this reminded me of Kylie, okay, the dream I had with Kylie. Even though she is tapped in the spirit of divination, even though these people are tapped in the spirit of divination and Python, and they're speaking the name of Jesus with their lips, but they're doing witchcraft, they can become delivered, okay? So that's why I said to keep praying for people. Some of these people do not know what they're doing. Some of these people do not realize. For those who don't know, God is against tarot reading, mediums, spiritists, fortune telling, because it's like a way of you trying to be God, basically. Like, there's a reason why God doesn't want us to do stuff like this. And another thing I wanted to mention, I can't remember what verse it was, but the word of God clearly states that disobedience is a form of witchcraft. It's a form of divination as well. You don't even have to necessarily be reading tarot, doing spells and fortune telling, just doing all this wicked stuff in order to be considered part of doing divination. Disobeying the Lord and his commands is divination as well. Another reason why God doesn't want us to tap into stuff like this is because we're literally connecting with evil spirits. We're connecting with Satan and other fallen angels. That's where these people get their power from. These people are not getting their power from the Most High God. God gives us spiritual gifts. If God wants you to foresee the future, if God wants to bless you with this spiritual gift to heal people, to give a spiritual discernment to distinguish certain spirits, we get those specific gifts from the Lord. And it even says that in the end times, people will mistake good for evil and evil for good. I have been accused of doing witchcraft because of the spiritual gifts that I have, and because I have the gift of speaking in tongues. I've been told that's evil and it's witchcraft. Like I said, people will think that good is evil and evil is good. And that's why a lot of people are so accustomed to doing spell work and doing tarot and having crystals and getting into magic, because it looks appealing and it looks beautiful and it looks pure and clean, but it's really not. It's like I said, they're tapping into demonic spirits. They're tapping into the devil. The devil tried to be like God. Okay, we have to keep in mind that's why there's so much evil in this world and there's so much power in evil, because Satan does have a great deal of power, but it's all fake. It's just going to get destroyed anyways. Satan would not be doing the things that he would be doing right now if it wasn't for God. He perverts everything of the Lord. And the reason why it looks so glamorous and beautiful is because Lucifer is beautiful, but he is very evil. His intentions are very evil. So just remember that not everything that glitters is gold, okay? God is not some evil wizard in the sky who has all these powers and control, and his children are not witches, okay? We are such high beings of Christ, spiritual beings of purity and of love and of truth and of justice and grace and mercy. And it's all for the glory of God. It's all for the glory of him. It's not for ourselves. And that's the difference between the two. Spiritual powers that we have is not evil, okay? It's beautiful, it's wonderful. And Satan took what God was supposed to intend for his creation, for human beings. He took that, perverted it, and made it his own. That's why we have to fear the Lord, because he is so powerful. He's not even a human. He's a spiritual deity. He's eternal. He has the power here. He has the control here. But it's in the way where it's about love and joy, grace and mercy and truth, justice, just everything good. It has nothing to do with evil. The last thing I wanted to mention is God is number one. He's like the number one influence that we need to have in our lives. He's our guide. He is our father. He is our Lord. He is our savior. If you are going to look up to women, make sure they're women of God, true women of God. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 24 to 30, it says, "She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." A woman who fears the Lord. A woman who lives for the Lord. Because to fear the Lord is to live for him and to love him. A woman who fears the Lord is the type of woman that I need to look up to. Is the type of woman that you need to look up to. That's the only kind of women that we need to look up to and give praise to. But not in a way where they're an idol in our lives and they consume most of our thoughts and consume our minds. But in a way where we can be inspired by them. And it helps us to grow a closer relationship with God because of their grace and because of their fear of the Lord and because of how beautiful it is for them to live a certain way where it's not even just something that they speak with their mouths, but it's something that they reflect and people can see it. They can see with their hearts and see spiritually and see with their eyes what kind of woman that she is and what she stands for. So just keep in mind, women out there, men too, who watch my videos, that just because a woman is charming, just because a woman is beautiful, that doesn't mean that she has a good heart and has good intentions, okay? But regardless of how people act, the greatest of these is love, and that's what we need to reflect every single day for the rest of our lives and for all eternity, is love.